over our heads. By noon, the roof is too hot to stand on, except in thick-soled shoes, and hot even then. The panels of 3x10 heavy-gauge steel too hot to handle, except with gloves or hands so scarred and calloused they can take it. By 1, with the desert sun still high, the wind is gusting to 30 or so, enough to lift the remaining sheets off their stack and sail them lethally through the shimmering air to land with a dull thud that crumples the metal like so much newsprint. By 2, the tidal wave of red dust has rolled through, leaving another layer on everything. Still no rain in sight, but it's due. The dog star burning on the horizon each night, 4th of July, right around the corner, the day tradition says it's supposed to start. Mercury pushing toward the top of the tube these past 3 weeks, pulling moisture up from the equatorial belt. For some acts of God, we seek shelter in the Buddha. For some, we stretch membranes overhead, resistant to sun and rain and hail, the eye of the storm blown up out of the gulf, that white terror that might look in on us at any time, despite our best efforts to get in out of the elements. To have, for a change, once in a while, some peace of mind. Lay it out, screw it down, with luck, get it up before the monsoon.